So what would you do if you wanted the Olympic Games in your city, right? You're a leader of a city and you want the Olympic Games there. And what if you've been trying to secure the Games for a long time? In fact, you tried to secure the Games in 1932, again in 1972, and then in 1976, 1992, and 1998. Each time the answer was, thank you, but no thanks. Only one thing left to do, right? Try a little bribery. That's what's reported to have happened with the Salt Lake City Olympic Bid Committee. They spent $16 million on just their bid. They entertained the over 70 International Olympic Committee members. I mean, they really entertained them. Some, they offer jobs at a local bank. Others, they offer tuition-free admission to a local college. They offered health care to one. And one, the International Olympic Committee president, they even offered, what the story I read said, a quote-unquote, a really nice gun. But as is normally the case, they got caught. Committee members were forced to resign. And for the first time in the International Olympic Committee's century-long history, members were expelled. But Salt Lake City got their 2002 Winter Olympics at a great price. Hey, thanks for joining us as we continue our study through the book of Ecclesiastes. Here's what Ecclesiastes 7:7 says about bribery. Surely oppression drives the wise into madness, and a bribe corrupts the heart. A bribe corrupts the heart. Just to make sure we're on the same page, a bribe is defined as money or any other valuable consideration given or promised with a view to corrupting the behavior of a person. A bribe is anything we give to persuade or induce a certain action. And money, in exchange for prestige or power or position, to gain college admission, we've heard of that one, right? Or to change the outcome of a sports game. Remember the Black Sox scandal back in 1919? Okay, you may not remember that one. Well, all these things, they're always tempting for some people. Because, as Solomon says, money corrupts the heart. Sometimes a bribe is a little more subtle. More money at work, but greater sacrifice for your family. A little quote-unquote reward, a kickback for getting the deal. Money just tempts us. And that's why we always have to put up our guard and keep up our guard when it comes to money. Solomon said in one of his Proverbs, keep your heart with all vigilance, or from it flow the springs of life. Father, money and more money, these things tempt us. Help us never to sell out, but help us to hold firm to what we know to be right and true. Help us stay strong when it seems others are getting ahead by corruption. Remind us that one day we will stand before you and give an account. We thank you and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.